Hey, this is Chris Johnson. I'm going to tell you one of my biggest fears. It's familiarity. It's fucking terrifying. I don't like it. It gets me uneasy. Most of the time, I would just rather have you not know who the fuck I am and just be like that random asshole over there with the fucking beard. Who's that random dickhead with the long hair and beard? Is that Christ? It can't be. He's too fucking dirty. Oh, fucking side note. I think I may have mentioned this on a previous podcast. I don't give a shit. I should mention this every fucking podcast. When I was working at the call center job, I believe, one of my buddies, Gonzo, told me this. I think it was before I knew him, too. But I would wear gel in my hair at one point in time. I haven't gelled my hair in a long fucking time. But for a while, I would put gel in my hair for fucking years. There'd be like a nice like sheen to it. It's weird that I did it because I can't imagine doing it anymore. But like, I'm always so fucking panicked about things being out of control. And I didn't need my fucking hair to be out of control. Just fucking all over the fucking place. I gotta fucking control what I can fucking control. And I can control my goddamn hair and make it not go all over the place. Now I fucking love it going all over the place. But then not so much. But anyway, there was a subset of people that called me Greasy Jesus. You know how fucking awesome that is? I'm sure it's like a pejorative term. But when you're a scumbag like me, you wear it as a fucking badge of honor. I fucking love the fact that a group of assholes knew me as Greasy Jesus. And they want to talk to my fucking ass. They ignored me. There was a sense of familiarity, but they fucking knew better. Not everybody fucking follows that line of thinking. I'll give you an example. Back before the pandemic, grocery stores, at least in my neck of the woods, used to be 24 hours. There were multiple grocery stores around here that were fucking 24 hours. And you know how much I fucking loved that? Especially because back then I was working 5 a night to 1 in the morning. So I could just go to the fucking store on the way home. I could shop fucking after work. And sometimes I didn't even do it after work. Back then I used to work Monday through Friday. So like sometimes on like Saturdays and Sundays or whatever the fuck, I would just be sitting around. It'd be like 2 in the morning. Like, fucking, I'm going shopping right now. There's going to be nobody there. It was fucking great. Ever since the pandemic, though, it sucked. I mean, yeah, it's like 6 a.m. to midnight or whatever the fuck. But still, sometimes I'm dicking around. I get out of the house at like fucking 10:30. I need time to fucking just walk the aisles. I told you a couple weeks ago on a recent podcast how much I fucking love grocery shopping. I don't want to be rushed during my fucking shopping. It's going to take me out of the mood. So I fucking love that overnight shopping, but they don't have that anymore. But back when they fucking did, I would go to the grocery store all the fucking time at like 3 a.m. And there was this fucking night cashier at one of the local stores that like, I didn't get to know, but it's always her. She's always there. So like, there was a sense of familiarity building, but I fucking ignored it. I didn't treat her any different any other fucking time. Fucking time one, time 50, however many times I fucking saw her there. I didn't treat her any fucking different. Hello, how are you? The normal fucking niceties. I'm not a complete fucking asshole here. I don't treat people like garbage in public, but I don't want to really talk to them or like get in depth with them. But that's the way most people react. The more I saw her, the more chatty she got. She was more concerned about my day, more concerned about how I was doing. And like, as that was happening, like, you know, the first or second time you leave and you're like, dude, she was a little different today. I don't like that shit. Like, maybe it was just a fucking one-off and who fucking knows? Let's hope it doesn't happen again. But it kept happening and happening and happening. And then eventually, you know what? I just stopped going. I just don't want to go anymore. I don't want to fucking chat with you. I don't want to fucking stop and chat. What the fuck is this? You are too familiar with me right now. We don't have to talk. Like, we're not buddies. You can be nice. I'll be nice. But we're not becoming friends here. You know what I'm saying? I fucking hated it too, like way back in college when I used to work at the gas station. The same motherfuckers were coming for cigarettes all the time. And some of them thought we were pals. Listen, dude, if I wasn't selling you cigarettes, I would not be talking to you. They'd be like, oh, hey, man, how you doing? Jesus fucking Christ. Just because you come in every other fucking day doesn't mean that we are at that level of, I was going to say friendship, but it's not really friendship, but I think they think it's kind of friendship, but it's not friendship. We just know each other because we're in the same space. But when you're working at a fucking place, you can't go anywhere. I can't go out from behind the fucking cash register. That's why I always hated those goddamn jobs. I worked at a fast food restaurant. I worked at a gas station. It didn't matter in college. In college, I worked at a dining hall, but that didn't matter because nobody gives a fuck about you in college. I loved that. If I could go back to like fucking college dining hall when the fucking students didn't give two shits about me. I mean, I was a fucking student, but even if you weren't a student, there were fucking people there that was like their full-time job. I got to get back to like the college attitude where nobody gives a fuck about who you are. Hey, is that asshole from my math class? Yeah, you want to go talk to him? Why the fuck would I do that? The college attitudes are just the fucking best. I don't know if it's like that anymore. I mean, I went to college fucking 20 years ago, but I was there for 6 years, so I had a lot of experience. I was dicking around, you know, but there was never any familiarity at college. Like, that was the best part about fucking college. Some motherfucker could live across the hall from you, and it didn't matter how many times you walked by them. Like, maybe you give them a fucking nod and that's it. Like, nobody wanted to be your fucking buddy in college, and it was the fucking best. Every now and then you come across a busybody asshole, but nobody liked that motherfucker. Nowadays, my fucking adult world is like, fuck. I can't go to the goddamn grocery store at 2 a.m. Well, I can't go to the grocery store at 2 a.m. now anyway, but I couldn't go to the goddamn grocery store at 2 a.m. without somebody wanting to fucking chat my ass up. It's just weird to me. And it's weird to me, especially listening to myself rant about this for the last 5 minutes, that I end up talking to fucking anybody. It takes a long time. I got a bunch of people at work that I talk to, and sometimes I try to, like, trace back to the moment. Like, when did I actually start talking to them? Because I promise that I didn't give two fucks about them for the longest time. But, like, eventually if I get to know people, I might start to like them. But the problem is I never want to get to that point because I don't want to like too many people. I don't have that much room. And this shit happens in, like, races, too. I was at a 5K today, like an afternoon 5K, and I won a medal because I'm fucking awesome. And, like, I'm walking back and somebody's like, hey, good job, Chris. And I'm like, who the fuck? And, like, I recognize the guy because I just see him at other races, but, like, that's it. I'll be back. Sundays and Wednesdays, that's when new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and any fucking podcasting site you please. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every fucking episode is there. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. I'm in my Facebook timeline, if that's your bag. And I'm also going to be on Instagram. That is at maybe the number 5 minutes.